So our first reflection meditation will be a very simple one, which is a kind of paying wise attention reflection. This quality of paying wise attention, yoniso manasikara, is a very common theme in the Buddha's teaching. By paying wise attention, we begin to untangle the tangle of samsara, to use that metaphor. So we'll reflect by firstly, well, I'll lead you through a reflection on the themes we were talking about this morning, more or less. We'll start with a body scan so that our attentions become grounded in our bodily experience. Also keeps us awake. And then I'll drop in some topics for you to reflect on. And the way I'd recommend you did this is not so much by thinking. I mean, thinking will occur, but by letting these topics just sort of drop into your mind, into your being, maybe into your body. And then maybe thoughts will arise, feelings will arise, and you can pursue anything that feels truthful. You can kind of see what happens. So I'm saying that so that you don't suppose that a reflection meditation involves thinking with the head. It's more about feeling your way into the truth of experience. But to start, a poem. This is called Enough by David White. Enough. These few words are enough. If not these words, this breath, if not this breath, this sitting here, this opening to life we have refused again and again, until now, until now. So I invite you to simply take your attention into your bodies, firstly just into the sense of weight of your body. Just notice the weight of your body dropping onto the cushion or stool or chair. Your legs are pressing down, your feet perhaps are pressing the floor. You might notice sensations of pressure. Sensations of one limb pressing on another. And at the same time, you might notice that your back your upper body is lifting up, it's not collapsing. There's a life and an energy keeping you upright. So now I invite you to take your awareness more specifically down into the feet. You might feel the sensations of your clothing. Sensations of pressure, tingling. Just by paying attention, we can notice so much detail just in our bodily experience. So now you might like to move your attention up through the legs, noticing sensations, details, what it's like to have this particular body. These knees. These thighs. So now paying attention to the pelvis, to the weight of the body in the sitting bones, sensations in the buttocks, in the groin, in the hips. Now getting a sense of the lower back. there aren't many nerves in that area. So you might notice just a more vague sense of sensation. But you might also notice the muscles working, keeping you upright. Moving your attention up through the back, bringing awareness into this whole area of the body, middle of the back, shoulder blades, upper back, shoulders, you might find lots of tension relating to your life, you just acknowledge it. Sometimes just awareness can be very helpful in allowing tensions to dissolve a little bit. I invite you to take your attention into your arms, in the upper arms, down to the elbows, into the forearms, and in your hands. Your fingertips are packed with nerves. You might notice all sorts of tingling detail in that part of the body. So now taking your attention into your belly, feeling for the movement of the breath against clothes or belt. Bringing your attention up through the front of the body. Up into the heart area. And it's worth asking yourself, how do I feel? What can I acknowledge about my feelings in the heart area? Happy. Sad, preoccupied, you're just noticing. So now, take your attention into your neck. Up through the neck, into the head, noticing sensations over the scalp. Paying attention to your forehead. And your eyes. Just noticing sensations around the eyes. And in the face, the jaw. Noticing any sensations inside your mouth. In your tongue. So now I invite you to return to a very general sense of your body. General awareness of your body. We're sitting in an embodied, breathing existence. So we'll drop in some thoughts, some questions now. And I recommend you just continue aware of your embodied, breathing, being, and allow any reflections, any thoughts to arise. So this body has itself arisen on all sorts of conditions. Food and water. It depends on sense experiences. Without sense experiences, body would just fade away. This body depends on your decisions and intentions. How it is right now depends on many past decisions, actions, intentions. and your body right now depends on consciousness. Depends on this awareness, this moving, nourishing awareness. And just because the body depends on all these conditions, it's liable to change. Your body is subject to aging. It won't be free of aging. Similarly, this body is subject to illness. You're not free from getting ill. And this embodied existence, which depends on conditions, one day will end. This body is subject to death. Nobody is free from death. So these reflections help us to consider how this embodied existence is subject to dukkha, unsatisfactoriness. And now, thinking about how dukkha arises, but also through our Dharma practice, we engage with the ceasing of this dukkha. How does your being here on retreat right now relate to this dukkha? Just sitting quietly, observing our breathing bodies. How does this bring us into relationship with unsatisfactoriness? And you might like to widen the question. Just thinking, how has your experience of meditation and of Dharma affected your experience of dukkha? Perhaps it's helped. Perhaps it's made your experience of dukkha more intense in a certain way, more poignant. And now we'll just sit quietly together for a few minutes before I ring a concluding bell. You could perhaps just let go of any effort, not try and do anything in particular. Just sit. enough. These few words are enough. If not these words, this breath. If not this breath, this sitting here. This opening to life we have refused again and again until now. Until now.